disciples pleasing God. Pleasing God. So, how can we, how can we, imperfect as we are, to please the perfect and holy God? And it is a familiar truth that every Christian's overriding purpose is on to our purpose, the main purpose to is to glorify Him, to glorify God. Westminster Larger Catechism, nagpamutan sa iso niya. Familiar naman nato. What is the chief? What is the chief and highest end of man? So familiar naman kasi answer. The chief and highest end of man is to glorify God and fully enjoy Him forever. Are you enjoying God? And so long, are you bored of fellowship with God? Did you enjoy every time that you have a fellowship with God, reading your Bibles, prayer, about fellowship with one another? Are you feel bored? Do you feel bored? And so on? Or did you enjoy? Nag-enjoy mo sa presence si God, nag-enjoy mo si God, inyong nakauban, nag-enjoy mo sa diyan, sa matagal panahon nga ka mo nakisuti ni God through prayer, nag-enjoy mo ni God sa diyan nga si God nakisuti ninyo, na ito, pinagi sa iyo ang pulong. And the boss ka lang, kita, sa labi na sa mga libay, nilabay ng mga adlaw, libay ng mga oras, nabas ato ang kasingkat yung sonong mo na isod niya ginawa ito ang nakalimod. Because pleasing God with the support sa Cebuano is pagpahimod sa Cebuano. Mabala ang purpose nga natin yung unang-unang sa inyong kasingkat yung pagpahimod niya to please God or to please ourselves. Did we please God for the last 5 hours? The last 5 seconds, 5 minutes, 2 minutes, for the last 2 seconds, iso, ganina, in our prayers. Tapos yung mong heart, yung sinong mind, ang pag-please si Ginoo. Or, nag-bother mo, nag-wonder ang ato mo na sabisan, asa lang ang pati. Sabisan, unsa lang ang problema. Sabihin yung Biblia, iso, in Isaiah, Chapter 43, verse 7. In Isaiah 43, verse 7, it says, "Everyone who is called by my name, ang Ginoo ang nagsulti, and whom I have created for my glory, whom I have formed, even whom I have made." In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11, you can turn your Bibles in the New Testament. Nagingon sa si Paul, also we, of course the personal pronoun there, we refers to Paul and the rest of the Christian Jews. Ingon siya sa church Ephesus, also we, kami, have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to His purpose, who works all things after the counsel of His own will. To the end, verse 12, to the end that we who were the first to hope in Christ would be to the praise of His glory. Listen, it's on, I hear. God did not create us as a remedy of His loneliness. So, kaya bisa dili pa ta i-create sa Ginoo, o kinitangan na creation ni Son, si God is never, o never is siya naging lonely. Right? I-create ni God dili ingon nga remedy tungod kay siya naduul, o naguul. I-create ni God, the scripture is very clear, He created us for His glory. Amen ba? And everything is shown, everything we say and everything we do, tanan natong gihimo, tanan natong gisulti, our relationship with others, our relationship with our brother, our sister, our neighbors, the use we make of the gifts that God has given us, and the opportunities so that God has given us, kinanglan makining tanan is atuan ni himuon para sa kinmayaan si Ginoo. Bisan sa inyong pagkaon, kamo na gunahong na ba sa inyong pagkaon, ihatay ninyo ang mara sa Ginoo, or wala? Bisan sa mga ginagmay na butang, ang pag-inom sa tubig, ang common na itong ginirimo sa matag-adlaw, inyo ba nang ginahuna ba nato, ang ibuhat na nato, for the glory of the Lord? Turn your Bibles with me in Colossians chapter 3, verse 17. It says there is on Colossians 3:17, whatever you do in word, isa sa pagsulti, whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through Him to God the Father. It's very clear. Ninyo si Paul, whatever you do, it's an action, right? Whether it's so on or either in word or in deed, sa pagpamulong nimo, sa mga pulong na nigawas sa imong baba, sa imong paminaw, nakapahimuot ba to siya sa Ginoo? O nakapasakit to sa uban? Sa imong pagbuhat, sa imong paminaw, naka-glorify to sa Ginoo? O nakapasakit sa uban? Sa kong gisulti ganyan na everything we say and we do is so out of relationship with others, the use we make of the things and the opportunities that God has given us, it should be for His glory. Kaya lang na please ang Ginoo, na himuot ang Ginoo. And 1 Corinthians 10:31, ningosap si Paul din na, now whether then you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. So kita na itong mga previous mga passages of scripture both in the Old Testament and the New Testament. It talks about the glory of God concerning regarding it should be for the praise of His name, it should be for the glory of His name, whether in word or in deed, should be so na Ginoo mo na please, it should be a Ginoo mo na glorified dili ato ang kaugalingan. And the question is, bisan pa gani ang pagkaon nimo or imo ang pag-inom, right? Kinahanglan nga imuha ng ibuhat para sa kahimayaan sa Ginoo. Isa ba yung mag-ampo na ito, gali una ta ang kaon, ngayon sa latay kaon. Pagpasalamat sa Ginoo. Isa sa tiyanta mo, kung kita wala tayo pagpasalamat sa Ginoo, bisan sa pag-inom ng tubig, bisan sa pagkaon na ito. Sa ito pamino, so, niya, kung wala na diyatag sa Ginoo, asa man tayo pagkaon? Asa man tayo safety ng pagkaon karon bisan sa tubig? Kung wala na imo i-concentrate, i-consecrate in son, wala na imo ipasalamatan sa Ginoo. Even ang pagkaon o pag-inom, and whatever you do, niyong si Paul, do all to the glory of God. But the question is this, ang pangutahan na iso, mana siya, in everything we say, in everything we do, and in our everyday work, ang pangutahan na is, did we please God and did glory to His name? Did you glorify God? Is God na pleased ba sa iso? Kung ikaw student, na pleased ba ang Ginoo sa mga pag-skwela? Kung ikaw usa ka worker, usa ka trabahante, na pleased ba ang Ginoo sa mga pag-work? bisan ordinaryo ka housewife naa ka sa balay, si God ba na please ba din mong lang? O sa kakabata, ano na kay accountability? Na please ba si God sa mga kinabuhi? Mga wala na sa tungunang-una na o sa kandasin-kati. Kung wala pa niya minsanya ka na pleasing God, wala si God sa tungunang-una sa tong heart and soul sa pagpahimot niya. Wala ang motive, wala ang ato ang motivo and soul sa pagpahimot niya. And can we please, at pangutana sa can we please and glorify God with all of our hearts? With all of our soul. Can we please God with all of our mind? Where is your mind right now? Wondering, did you please God in your thinking? So, did you please God kung saan naa ang intent of motives in your heart, sa itong heart ka this time? Ako kita sa inyong kasing-kasing. Kamu, asan mo kita sa itong kasing-kasing? God searches all hearts. God knows our hearts. He knows your heart. God knows kung saan nasa inyo nauna. And God surely knows siya na-please ba or wala. Siya na-kiba. And is it in our hearts and minds the desire to give the glory to God or to please Him? Napasa itong heart is so, napasa itong mind karun ng pagpahimuot sa Ginoo sa tuwang life as a Christian or wala sa. You know what, this is a very convicting sermon and we have to do this. We have to do this, Isol, because it's not good na ito ang i-take na light ang ito ang relationship sa Ginoo. Because we're playing all hypocrisy here, Isol. Kung anilan pa sa church, kung musimba sa Ginoo, but we never worship God in our own house. And we never worship and glorify and please God in our school. Sa ito ang company, kung kita ng trabaho, right? Isa sa gagmay ng mga butang. It's hypocrisy. To be honest, iso, sa tubahan si Ginoo. And ikaduha sa, we live in the world na puyutan, kalibutan na who often leads us astray. Sa tuba? Yes. Nata ni puyuan yung kalibutan na, na firming nagdala na ito, palayo sa Ginoo. There is so much evil and temptations and so on, and varieties of pleasures out there that is getting our attention, our time, right? Our affection. There's so much evil out there, temptations, deceptions and so on, all kinds of stuff, varieties of pleasures. Nga nagkuha sa ito ang attention it should be para ni God. Sa ito ang time, nga ito ang tagad time, spend that time si God and so on. O nga ito ang affection. Nagkatagutan nga ito ang i-prioritize o itong gihigugma more than God. Really speaking, right? Really speaking and so on, God is not already our priority, even our time, every day. Kundi ni ato ang kaugilingan mo yung nahimu ng priority. And attracting our hearts, ang naasin mo palibot iso, attracting your hearts and your sinful nature and thereby taking us far away from God. Oh, so it ensnares us so that we might not do the things that pleases God. Second one. And the cares of this life, ang mga kabalaka sa kinabuhi, kabalaka sa ugma, kabalaka karon, pleasures dini, pleasures dito, daghan kang nagkuha sa mga attention niya, it should be para pa sa Ginoo, pag-please niya, wala na sa'yo, wala na sa'yo magkasing-kasing because you are too much bothered of all these things, isa niya, makita. wala na imo attention diha sa Ginoo, wala na imo attention diha sa iyang pulo, o sa pagsimba sa Ginoo, pag-guide o pag-panimuot niya. Nga ki-design o ki-create na bata sa Ginoo to glorify and to please Him. Hello? Ison, dili ba tinuod? God called us. We became Christians not to live and not to please ourselves and not to spend time too much for ourselves. God chose us and called us. We became Christians to please God, not ourselves. Amen ba? Yes, it's true. Pagdagan kaya ang mga putang ison na pugong nato sa pagsalimo sa Ginoo. And concerning our fallen nature, the Bible says in Romans, please turn your Bibles with me in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 3, verse 23. Remember, sa Ginoo sa Romans chapter 3, verse 23, concerning regarding sa to ang fallen nature, for all have sinned, no exemption, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of the Lord. And in Romans chapter 3, it's on backwards, verses 10 to 12. Nag-iingon din niya, there is no one righteous. Ganina, for all have sinned and fall short of God's glory. Pero in verse 10, there is no one righteous. Walay bisan usa nga mataro. There is no one, what? Who understands. There is no one who seeks after God. Limagana, there is no one righteous, there is no one who understands, there is no one who seeks after God, then where is the motive of pleasing and glorifying God in our fallen state? Being a sinner, a son. Pero may mga sila ka, ang mga tao na minta kuno sa Ginoo, outside there are many souls seeking for God. No, I don't believe that. A scripture like, you know, there is no one who seeks after God. God is seeking you. Kita na nangita sa Ginoo so before ang iyong temptation? Kita? No. Si God. Siya, ani-ani, huwag nangita, huwag nakaplaganta, nagi sa iyang grasya, so iya, nangikuha, pagbalik sa iyang sabakan. Amen? Bili kita na nangita sa Ginoo, huwag ka kasabot sa Ginoo. Pero himo niya tanan for us. And padayunta, they have together become unprofitable. And there is none who does good, no, not one. Mano na kayo na psalmist in Psalm 7:11, that God is just, judge, and God is angry with the wicked every day. So sa pag-reconcile sa both parties, God, a holy God, and unholy man. A righteous God, a just God, and unjust, unrighteous man. Usa ang maniniing usa ka makasasala sa pagkinabuhi niya kada adlaw bisan sa iyang pagkaon, bisan sa magginagmay na iyang mga buluhaton. Wala sa iyang heart, o wala sa iyang mind, pagpa-please, pagpahimot sa Ginoo, ako nang gihimo para pagpahimaya sa Ginoo. No, wala din na sa iyang una-una. Wala din na isang sa itong una-una before. And Romans chapter 8, verse 7, concerning our carnal mind. In Romans 8, 7, ayon si Paul, because the mindset on the flesh, or the carnal mind, it's on the New King James Version, because the mindset on the flesh or the carnal mind is what? Enmity or hostile toward God. For it does not subject itself to the law of God, for it is not even able to do so. So unable ang fleshly mind. Unable is on ato ang carnal mind. Ang iyahang na status concerning sa law o sa word sa Ginoo is dili siya mo uyer kundi mo consider, di ba? hostility, enmity toward the law of God. It is not, and it will not, it does not subject itself to the law of God. For it is unable, even able to do so, not even able to do so. In verse 8, and those who are in the flesh. Muna yung si Paul. Busa ka itong mga anaas sa unod. Cannot what? Cannot please God. So, ano si Paul? Busa ka itong mga naas sa unod. Cannot please God. Dilip, makapahimuot sa Ginoo. We cannot please God because so we are dead spiritually. Right? In our trespasses and sins, we cannot. We can never please God in our fallen state. Our whole being, soul, body, soul, will, heart, affected siya o na-corrupted siya sa sala. Nagkinahanglan tayo soul, and living according to the sinful nature could never please his God. So, tiyan sa mga saan. Itay soul, although nahimutan na Christians. Continued na Christian ta, right? Kung naman ang spirit na ito, i-regenerate na si Ginoon, na born again ta. Pero ganda po na mabutang na nagambabag na ito, right? And to live according sa ito ang sinful nature, so to live according kung unsa ang desire sa imong sinful nature. To do those things nga ningon si God, thou shalt not. O pagbuhat sa mabutang nga ningon si God, thou shalt not. O dili pagbuhat sa mabutang nga ningon si God, thou shalt do. Sa pagbuhat iso sa mabutang nga dili uyo si God, living na according to our sinful nature. We need to be spiritually alive. Ikinangan ni soul nga mas spiritually resurrect, ma-reborn, our spirit needs to be reborn. Our spirit needs to be regenerated to enable us in soul. And in order to have faith, right? Para ka makabato ng faith, ikinangan nga i-regenerate ta si Ginoo. Kung sadya nga, i-regenerate ta si Ginoo, makabato ta ang faith. Kung sa diyan, kapatong tayo faith, ako makatanya sa ninyo, kung wala yung faith, is it possible to please God without faith? Is it possible to please and glorify God without faith? No. Open your Bibles with me in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Agingon din na, and without faith, kung wala yung pagtuo, it is what? It is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who seek Him. It could be the reason is on. But in mo na ang reason nga nanong dili na to mag-please si God, because we don't have faith. Kung wala tayo faith, it could be nga wala po ta ma-regenerate. Right? Kung wala ta ma-regenerate, it's so on, never ta nga nahimong Christian. We'll ask you again this question. Did we please God, it's so on, in our lives as Christians? I am a Christian. Bulay makabuot ana, right? Tungay man sa. I am a Christian. Sa mayon ko alam tawana. You're a Christian? Yes. Did you please God in your Christian life? Si God ba nahimuot ba o nag-glorify ba sa iyong Christian life? Ako na pautana ninyo. Ako yung potang sa mong gagawin niyo. You are a Christian, right? Si God ba, na-please ba sa inyong Christian life? Whatever you do, si God is nahimuot ba siya or wala. It is impossible to please God without faith. You need faith. You need to be born again to have faith, and thereby you're able to please God. Amen. Lisod kayo ang pagtuman sa pulong sa Ginoo. Lisod kayo ang pagbasa sa pulong sa Ginoo kung wala kay pagtuo itso na pulong na sa Dios. Dili man kuto ra dinhi. Kibawon ta, the Bible is the Word of God. It does not only contain the Word of God, but it is actually the Word of God. But my question is, do you love the Word of God? Do you love obeying God, Ison? Do you love studying and meditating upon His Word? Do you love to talk with God through prayer? Do you love to do those things that pleases God? That's the question, right? That's the question, Ison. So it could be the reason why ever that we never please God in our life because we don't have faith. If we don't have faith, for sure we've never been born again. We've never been experienced the regeneration, the regenerating work or power of the Holy Spirit in us. We never experience that if we don't have faith. Which comes first? Regeneration or faith? Of course, regeneration, right? For the power of the Holy Spirit, the regenerate kaniya, the tagaan kaniya bagong spirit, the reborn, born again ka, kabaton ka new creation, so new creation kay son, the old has gone, the new has come, now karun. Na jugay pagtuo. Pero kung wala ni mo gipangmuti ang Ginoo sa imong Christian life, never ka manaka experience of regeneration. Because what one can think, it is impossible to please God without faith. And exhaustively, we are senseless sa kung wala ka maka experience of regenerating works of the Spirit. Senseless, right? We don't have any feelings of enjoyment. We don't have any feelings of excitement to go to church, to read His Word, to pray, to serve God, to keep and obey His commandments. We don't have any feelings. Dili na to ma-enjoy. Magpuringan ta ng kauban at magpuringan ta ng musimba. Why was that? Nanamana siya. Di ba ang patay na may makabati anak, right? Tanawang patay. Bisan pag sayawa na yung mga patay. Bisan pa o mag... Bisan pag usao na siya ni muglingaw ang patay. Senseless din na. Right? Ikaw na siya makapig. Di siya makita, di siya maka-appreciate, di siya maka-admire kung sa mabutang na panghitabo sa iyang palibot. Never na doon na siya emotions. Never na doon na siya love. Never na doon na siya faith. Never siya mamorespond because he is dead. Most of the episode, kung wala tama born again, wala tama regenerate, ang tanan nga butang na kipadayag sa Ginoo labi na sa iyang pulong. Kung mga kinwaton sa mga Kristohan sa tanan ng mga iglesia sa Ginoo ang kalibutan na. Ang mga spiritual na sa Ginoo para ni mo walay pulos. Right? Boring. Right? Because wama kay feeling. Dili ka mo enjoy kung nakasa fellowship with Christians, but you enjoy to have friendship with non-Christians. You have a joy and excitement to see pornographies, to read erotic magazines, reading those filthy things and so on. Looking at those filthy things, then reading the Bible or having fellowship with God, right? So, but the good thing is soon, and even thinking of things that pleases God. So, nilabay ng mga, so karon, hapit lang 12, so nilabay ng mga 5 hours, and you know, ato bagyo na huna, or never. So nilabay ng mga 10 hours, so na 10 hours, kadlaw. So of course, matog ka. So before ka manatog in zone, di na muna ka rin mga Ginoo. And nakikumbak sa mong kabuyan, Lord, I am excited for tomorrow because tomorrow is Lord's Day. I am excited to see my brothers and sisters in the church. I love to sing hymns, Lord, tomorrow. I love and I am very excited to go to church tomorrow, Lord. And especially, I love to hear your message, Lord. Ako ba na ginuna? No. And God made us alive, this one. Sa atong fallen state. Ako nag-isgot mga sa atong past life, right? God made us alive. So, masalamat sa Ginoo. Gibuhit sa Ginoo. Because when we were dead in our trespasses and sins, God made us alive, right? Gibuhit niya together with our Lord Jesus Christ. He gave us a new spirit and a heart of flesh that now causes us to keep His word, to live by it, and pleases Him. Open your Bibles with me, Ezekiel 36. Chapter 36, verses 26 of 37. Ezekiel. So, mauni ang promise ni God. And this is actually ang naitapusap nato. So, kung dili ta makabaton ang son of new spirit, dili po ta makabaton ang heart of flesh. Never did that na may gugma sa Ginoo. Huwag never sa kita ito na buhato na ito ang mga butang na makaplease ni God. 36 and 27, it says here, I will give you a new heart. It says speaker din ha, si God. Kung si God, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. Ngano tagaan tag new heart ni God is so old. Why? Because there is an old heart within you. A stony heart. Kung stony heart is so old, dili kantigo nga mahigugma sa Ginoo. Kahil kating-gating, right? Pero kuwao na sa Ginoo. God said, I will give you a new heart. I will give you a new spirit. I will take out of you the stony heart and I will give you a heart of flesh. And verse 27 it says, I will put my spirit, the spirit of God, kinsa na spirit ko iso na inibutang nato, His spirit, the Holy Spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and you will keep my judgments and do them. So, iso ang kung kikaroon sa kapatul naman ta o bagong kasing-kasing, bagong espiritu, never of never sa Diyos is so on. Dili na ito pwede nga, dili na ito mahimo mabuhat ang pagpahimuot sa Ginoo. Ang tao nga nasa mong sulod, ang bagong nga tao nga nasa mong sulod, mauna ang iyang gusto to please God. Because is so on, we are still in our sinful nature. Mauna ang duhang nagbubat. Right? Ang imong sinful nature, kanunay nagapugong sa mabutang nga gustong buhaton sa imong inner man, inward man, imong new self, it's so to please God. Ang atong sinful nature, mo siya, no! Akong ganahan yung pagpahimuot sa ako ang kawilingan, right? Ang gusto sa akong unod. Pero nasagaran mo ba yun, kung ang firme, nga mudaog, ang ato ang sinful nature. Dili ato ang new nature. Right? Dili ba kinuha sa ato ang real life? God created us in Christ Jesus for good works. Managing sa Bible. And good works, kebata, is butana siya ng mga pleased ni God. God created us in Christ Jesus for good works. Para sa bayang buhay. We are His workmanship in Ephesians 2:10. Ato na makita din so. We are His workmanship. He created ni God bihag kan Kristo Jesus alang sa mga maayong buhat. You are created by God in 2:10. For we are His workmanship, created in who? In Christ Jesus for what? For good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. And so on, ang design o ang purpose sa usap ka Christian, God purposely, God designed him, God created a Christian in Christ Jesus for good works. And God prepared good works beforehand that we should live in good works. Sabi tayo ito ang confession ka niya, weary na ka, ikapoy na ka pagbuhat o maayo, ayaw yung tawang kalimpi. That God designed you, God prepared it beforehand, that good works, doing good itself should be our way of life. Amen? Because we are created by God in Christ Jesus for good works. Therefore, do not become weary doing good. Ay, pati yun nga, abusive na kayo. Sobra na. Kapoy sige himog maayo. Usarang basta. Simon sa tagbati. So, if you are a Christian, remember these words. God created you. That is your purpose. Right? Ano ang purpose nyo? So, makapay mo na sa ginawa. 1 Thessalonians 4. 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 1 until 8. God consulted Paul. So, you know, si Paul, finally then, brothers, we ask and urge you in the Lord Jesus that as you receive from us how you ought to walk and to please God, just as you are doing, that you do so more and more pagyagani. For you know what instructions we gave you through the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you look at your Bibles. Kung dili ato tanaw, you will miss that thing. So on. And sa gawa nato mahimo. This is the will of God for you, your sanctification, that you abstain from what? Sexual immorality. That each one of you know how to control his own body in holiness and honor. Not in the passion of lust like the Gentiles who do not know God. That no one transgress and wrong his brother in this matter. Because the Lord is an, what? Avenger in all these things. As we told you beforehand and solemnly warned you. For God has not called us for what? Impurity. But God called us for and in holiness. Si God is on itawag kanya not doing sin. Not to do sin. Not in filthiness. Not in impurity. But God called us in holiness. Na magkinabuhi ta, mabalaan mga isuon. Wala yung tamang tatawagan sa Ginoo para sa pagpakasala. Gikan ta sa pagpakasala. Gitawag ta sa Ginoo, gikan din na. Tawag ta sa Ginoo para magpuyupalaan. Therefore, whoever disregards this, disregards not man, but God who gives His Holy Spirit to you. And in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 16, basahin natin soon. Niyo na offer diyan. Do not neglect doing good and sharing and share. For with such sacrifices God is pleased. Do you love doing good and sharing what blessings you have received from God? Or pananginip na sila ikasagin dumergen na tuwan na kuhaan ko yung tibangan ko yun, diba? O kumang kumasatisfied, diba? Alam pananginip na nalang mo sigado sa nila ako silang ngayon niyo mo ako siko pangayon niyo mo kalungan na ako na alam ni Hebrews 13:16, do not neglect doing good and sharing. For with such sacrifices, God is pleased. God is pleased, Ikson, if you do sharing and if you do good works. God is pleased. But if not, of course, God is displeased at you. Wala may mga ang ginawin mo. God called us to live a life, Ikson, that is pleasing to Him. To live a holy life is pleasing to God. To live a righteous life is pleasing to God. And to live a life without abstaining from any form of evil and lust is pleasing to Him. Listen very carefully. If you are a Christian and so on, if you are a Christian and God will say to you in His Word, you are a Christian, pagbasa nimo, pagdugi mo sa sermon, mana gisulti ni God nimo. Ino si God, don't do this, right? Don't do this. Ayaw buhata, you are a Christian. Oh, it displeases your flesh. Wala ma-dimuot ay mong flesh. Kita po din, lang meron pa kayong buhata. But si God, don't do this. And you are a Christian. Say to yourself, Ikson, remember this. Say to yourself, I no longer live to please myself, but I live to please God. Amen ba? Kung ma-encounter na nimo ang tanang yung instructions ng yata sa Ginoo sa puso ko, ngayon si God, don't do this. Na sakit sa imong buot. It displeases you. Say to yourself, I no longer live, because I'm a Christian, right? I no longer live to please myself. Before, ako ni gihimo. But now, I no longer live to please my own. But I live to please God. Amen? Kung makita ang sabi mo, basahan ang sabi mo, put si God, do this. Right? Like nasa niyong pelipod. Daganan mo kung ano yung nagyatay si God. Ingo si God na to, do this, buhata ni. And again, it displaces your flesh. Waganahin mo, gunod. Supa ka na, Lord, ina akong mahimo. Isus kayo na. Talingan mo si God, do this. And it really displaces you. Tingnan ako, the same word, right? Tingnan yun ni, Lord, I no longer live to please myself, but I live to please you. Amen ba? Dili na ako Ginoo ang matuman sa akong kinabuhi para pagpahimuot sa akong kagalingon. Ikaw na. Kung ang tuyo sa akong kinabuhi, pagpahimuot ni mo. Ano big soon nga ito ang ma-apply. Right? Every time ninyo ma-encounter. But, how can we know kanimong si God na do this and don't do this if we don't even read our Bibles in our home? Right? How can we know kanimong si God don't do this? How can you respond if so na I no longer live to please myself, but I live to please God? Wala na to, basahin ang pulo. Stop claiming to be a Christian. I dare you, if so, stop claiming to be a Christian. if you're always rejecting what God says in His Word, amen?
Kung imuha lang gani ang kaugalingon mo ay matuman o mo ay imuha ang palimutan, karun and claim ka that you are a Christian, stop claiming I dare you, brother, sister.
I dare you stop claiming to be a follower of Christ, right?
Then ang mo ang buhat, you're always rejecting what God says in His Word.
Because Christians are called, we Christians is on the tawag that you know, the design that you know, to obey Him.
We are purposely and called by God and designed by God to please Him and not to please ourselves. Right?
I tell you, kato si Jesus gani, lakaw siya with His disciples. Di ba kiguto kato si Jesus?
And Jesus kita siya fig tree.
Si Jesus, atong Ginoo, naglaon siya, nakakuha siya o fruta, pagkaon, gikan sa fig tree. But pagduon ni Jesus, walay bunga.
But in fact, it's so on fig trees. They are designed, all the fruit bearing trees, they are designed to bear fruit, right?
Then it's abnormal, it's so on, kung ang fruit-bearing tree, kung di siya mamunga, abnormal din na siya.
Diba ako kasi dibuhat ni Jesus of fig tree, na naglaon si Jesus na magkakaon siya ito?
He cursed it, right?
So good ka ron. Di na ka makapamunga. Namatay. Malaya. Di mo ito yung mga kaupan ng disciples niya. Grabe, hasta ang kapi.
It's one kumonan ng tapong nato.
Kita di design ta, di tawag ta tigino to bear fruits of righteousness, to bear fruits of holiness, and to obey, and to please God, and to glorify His name. But God, He found out it's so on no fruit in us. The axe is already there. And God will cut down all the branches that will not bear fruit, right? So beware of that.
Let's imitate the Lord Jesus Christ himself. In John 8:29, Jesus said, "Atong ginoong Jesus, siya atong best na example of model." Diba mo sa gisot kay Jesus? Ang Jesus, "And He who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do the things that are pleasing to Him." See? Sabi mo ni Jesus, "I always do those things that pleases the Father." As Christians, we must imitate Christ.
Kisa na niyo ang gi-imitator, niyo ang gi-idolize.
Starstruck? CBV?
Superman, American Idol.
So may dagan ito ng mga di tanaw sa tao yahan na di kuan hinahangaan na tao
that he or she wants to be like him or her.
I want to be like him someday.
No. It will not happen, son.
It will never happen.
Because God created us unique.
Amen?
God created us unique.
Never na malimo kang parehas niya.
Kung atong gi-imitate karon, atong gi-sunod-sunod karon, kung si Jesus, pakpak kita na.
Amen ba?
Kasi yan mo atong best example. And God predicted us to be conformed to the image of His Son. Right?
Atuang life, kinanglan, parehas din in Christ.
And we may only know that God is truly abiding in us and so on if we do those things that pleases Him.
And Jesus did not leave and so on to please Himself, and neither we should leave to please ourselves.
Open your Bibles in Romans chapter 15, verses 1 and 3.
The book of Romans chapter 15. verses 1-3. We then who are strong ought to bear the struggles of the weak and not to please ourselves. Now we are strong ought to bear the weakness of those without strength and not just please what? Ourselves. Each of us is to please his neighbor for his good, to his edification, for even Christ did not what? Please himself. But as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproach you fell on me. So we as Christians, so we should bear the same mind. Na wala tama kinapuhigson para pagpahimuot sa itong kagalingan. Dios ita disgusted to please ourselves and pleasing God. So may mga examples sa pag-please mo sa iyong kagalingan. By following what your flesh desires, right? Kung sa ganansin mo unod, imo nang gihimo, mo nang gisulti ni God. There is a Bible, wala mo tagda ang Biblia. There is a time to pray, waka mag-pray, right? There's a time to spend, so an opportunity to spend to witness the Lord Jesus Christ. Wala nang gihimo. So wala nato pagbuhat, wala nato paghimo sa action and soul is pleasing ourselves. Right? Say so, gusto sa tumunod, doing sin, actually pleasing ourselves. If you don't read and meditate the scriptures, our Bibles in homes, how can we know the perfect, good, and acceptable will of God? So, kung dili ni nato ablihan, so piyanta mo, kung sige natin mo, Lord, I will please you, I will glorify you, I will keep your commandments, but never ni mong gi-open ang Bible, never ka nag-meditate, never ni mong gi-basa kung sa ang pulong sa Diyos. So, dili, you will never know what is good, what is perfect, what is acceptable will of God. Dinay mo ng gihimo is uncontrary. Kami mula ka, Lord, ka na. Consider lang to, Lord, kayo ang bukabaw. Ay, pag-excuse na ang Biblia. Read. Right? Meditate. The episode is again, no. Ang sama ko tayo that pleases Him. We need to pray some to God and study His Word that we may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. Kita nag-pray ba tayo nga, Lord, pailha ko sa imuhang pag-alis sa imuhang will, right? Pasadta ko ginukong sa imuhang kabubutong sa kuwang life. Pag wala kang magtagad ang mga butana. In Colossians 1:10, naging si Paul that, so that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, to please Him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Ikson, I want you to see a clip this time. Tawag sa diyangan is ni Dr. Paul. I believe Ikson sa siya ka sa siya ka psychologist. Tanawa ko ang sa iyang advice. Listen very carefully kung saan disulti. Grabe. Tanaw na ito yung clip. About the topic.
Are you a member of any rewards program, airlines, restaurants, whatever? But ask yourself this. Do you reward yourself? How to please yourself is the topic. I'm a Dr. Paul, author of Boomer Girls, a Boomer Woman's Guide to Men Dating. Pleasing yourself is important because you acknowledge your accomplishments. Here's something I'm doing to reward myself. I had a tough day at the office. I'm just going to sit down and sit in that bathtub. If you're a female, I have a bubble bath and maybe some champagne and just relax. I'm going to reward myself. I'm going to please myself. I'm not going to worry about the kids. I'm not going to worry about anything. I'm just for a moment in time pleasing myself. Same thing with you, man. Hey, look, I've had a rough day. I mean, I just don't want to deal with it anymore. I'm just going to go out and I'm going to shoot some hoops by myself because it relaxes me. I'm going to please myself. It's a system of rewards. And you deserve it. You work hard. You fought a good fight. Reward yourself. I'm not talking about material things. I'm not talking about, oh, I'm going to buy myself a new sports car because I'm rewarding myself. No, you're not. You're going to make payments on it, or you're going to drop a bundle. By rewarding yourself, I'm talking about pleasing yourself for the little things that you may not have a chance to do. For example, you make the home meeting to while I'm just beat. I think I'm going to drop, pick up the rod, go out there, see if I can catch some fish, do something. Just be by the water. Okay? It is the case of the ladies, well, I'm going to buy a new pair of shoes. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about pleasing yourself by having an oneness with yourself. That's what pleasing yourself is all about. It's kind of an internal meditation. It's all about you at this point in time because you deserve it as a human being. This is Dr. Paul. May your fantasies of today be your realities of tomorrow.
Akong gisuwat, kung saya ang gisulti. Ison. Kung wala kanya makuha, ako nabalikod para ninyo. Naintriga ko siya ang gisulti. Niya, timing man sa atong topic is pleasing God, right? Sige, atong gisulti the reason. We should not please ourselves. Tawag niya ang gisulti, ha? Do you reward yourself? How to please yourself is the topic. Pleasing yourself is important. Why? Because you acknowledge your accomplishment. I'm gonna reward myself. I'm gonna please myself. I'm not going to worry about my kids. Limang gana. So forget, I'm not going to worry about anything. I'm just for a moment in time pleasing myself. I'm going to please myself. It's a system of reward and you deserve it. Dimangana, you deserve to please yourself. You work hard, you fought the good fight. Quote pa yun yung sa gisulti ni Paul, you fought the good fight. Reward yourself. By rewarding yourself, I'm talking about the little things that you may not have a chance to do. I'm talking about pleasing yourself by having oneness with yourself. Di man ka sa selfish? That's what pleasing yourself is all about. It's kind of internal meditation. It's all about you at this point of time because you deserve it as human being. Di man ka? I'm Dr. Paul. May your fantasies of today be your realities of tomorrow. Gusto mong sayo ang bagay? Hindi na madali ito. Tapos ng oras, bilagyan. See, tanawa ang iyang advice, right? Facing yourself, you deserve it. You work hard. So, what ito mabutang that you have no chance to do? Little things you don't have a chance to do. Tingnan mo pwede siya. Kaya katapusan, no? Mayingit akong dumihanin. May your fantasies of today be your realities of tomorrow. Di man gana. So, kung sa'yo mga pantasya ka ron, nag-illusion ka, so pwede na rin mong may tabuk for the future, for tomorrow, right? Which is wrong. So for us itself, to please ourselves is sin. We should please God, not ourselves. I have practical application itself to close our sermon. To wives, this is well pleasing before God. To wives, listen, in Colossians chapter 3, verse 18, and even just before, wives, submit to your husbands as is fitting in the Lord. That is pleasing before God to submit to your own husbands. To husbands, appeal ko. Husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them. That is pleasing before God. Not to be harsh with them. To children, sadagan mo kita din eh. Listen very carefully, children. Children, obey your parents in everything. Right? For this pleases the Lord. Kung dili ka matungan si mong mama or si mong papa, you displease God. See? And to fathers, apil gapon ko. So, nagbuko apil ang name, karang apil ang ago. To fathers, fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged. Dili mo sila pasukon, right? Dili mo sila i-discourage. Kung dili, i-encourage. And so, to servants, sa mga servants ato dili, kana mga trabaho ka, right? Mga to servants, slaves, obey in everything those who are your earthly masters, not by way of eye service, as people pleasers, di ba? Dagang nagwato na to ba? Yari, wala man si sir, si ma'am, tuto, indalida, hago-hago, patay oras, huwag na ganito, ah, hugihan kayo. Kwanto, kagakas na sinot, nakamulit sila agi. Tungod kay unservice man. Di ba na? Pero ang ginoon sa ginoon, kung servant ka, Christian ka, buhato ni mo, but with sincerity of heart, fearing the Lord. Whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord and not for men. Knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ, for the wrongdoer will be paid back for the wrong he has done, and there is no partiality. Para po namin mga ministers and so on, to please God, mawag na ang pinaka-priority ang mong buhatos. And it should be in the center of our hearts to please God. Although there are temptations in some to please ourselves, there are temptations in some to take light the Word of God, and to not preach in some boldly, that is pleases God. For us in some, kinala nga mong isuti kung saan isuti sa pulong si Ginoo, not to please men, but to please God, to test our hearts. So let us all live in some a life that is pleasing to God, not a life that is pleasing to ourselves. We are no longer belong to ourselves. It's only God purchased us with the precious blood of His Son. So we no longer live. If you are a Christian, somebody can ask, if you are a Christian, a true Christian, demand in for me. God called you in your life right now to please Him. Seek those things, do those things that pleases God. Not your own. If you please yourselves and not God, I tell you, you are not a Christian. Amen? But a hypocrite. Let us pray. Father, thank you for your word. I pray, Lord, that the Holy Spirit will convict our hearts and open our minds. And to see, Lord, our filthiness and our trespasses. Amuma pagkulang, Lord. There are times, many times, that we please ourselves, our flesh, doing those things which is not right before you. Talking and doing those things unholy. Those things, Lord, that are filthy. Forgive us, Father. Our prayer that your word and the message na mo ang nadunggan this morning, amuakinin mahinyong duman, bisan sa mo ang pag-ulit. Amuakinin i-meditate sa tibok na simana. Na ang purpose, Lord, o nga nang imuha kami gitawag. And the purpose of being a Christian is to please and to glorify your name, whether by life or by death. Our ambition as a Christian is to glorify and to please you forever. Lord, help us to obey the message. Help us, Lord, to remember your words. And may you bless us all. In Jesus' name, amen.